This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
To speak the mystery of the Anointed One and His anointing, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. There is a great mystery. There's a great plan of God that's literally going to turn the church into the glory of God, and it is to be revealed, and I'm to speak about it, and you pray for me always that I'll have a door of utterance to do that. I'm sure you've been praying that for Brother Copeland because he's doing a good job of it, and that's how you can pray for him. That's how you can pray for all ministers of the gospel. Now turn to Ephesians. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, and we've just read about the glorious church and how that is the mystery. Now we're coming down to Ephesians 6. And he starts at verse 11 and tells you, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. Now it tells you all what the armor is. But skip down to verse 18 and see why you put on the armor. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it tells you all the armor. And then it says in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. This armor that he's talking about here is prayer armor. It's specifically for the purpose of prayer. The devil has strategies out there. Now, this is what God said. We have to believe it if God said it. Ephesians 6 now. Let's just read it. And know that this is prayer armor. Glory be to God. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, stand before the Lord, for one thing, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. Just think about the place of faith in prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. You take all these things for prayer. I think maybe probably one of the greatest sins of the church is prayerlessness. Because it's our great call. Our great work with him in prayer. Praying always with all prayer. That means all kinds of prayer. There's many kinds of prayer. The prayer of faith, the prayer of consecration and dedication, united prayer, all kinds of prayer. Praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication. How? In the Spirit. Now here's where we have to come in our prayer. Moving in the Spirit. That's where you're going to be effective. Praying in the Spirit and watching. We're going to talk about watching in the Spirit one day. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. And for me, Paul said. Brother Halverson used to teach us out of this verse. He'd say, now, notice, it says praying with all kinds of prayer. And he says praying in the Spirit. He said you can pray all kinds of prayer in the Spirit. as you're yielding to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost moves on you, you will pray one kind of prayer and then you will pray another kind of prayer. He said, in your prayer, you will suddenly pray in, you'll pray the prayer of faith. Now, you can always pray the prayer of faith for you and for your needs. Whatsoever, this is Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. Now, that's the prayer of faith for you. But you can be in the Spirit and God can move on you to pray the prayer of faith for some other saint. Now, you can't pray the prayer of faith. You can't push your desires over on another saint. You cannot do it. People try it. You cannot do it. But in the Spirit, for instance, Brother Halverson was praying in the middle of the night, and he sat up in the bed and he said, Donald Oman, Donald Oman, you shall live and not die. He didn't know who was Donald Oman, but the prayer was strong, and it was the prayer of faith for the life of Donald Oman. He went to church on Sunday to a big church in Minneapolis, which he went to back in those days, and they passed out a prayer list typewritten. He looked down the prayer list, and number 14 name was Donald Oman. He asked the usher, who is Donald Oman? The usher said, his mother's sitting back there in that back row. He's a missionary to Africa. He learned that Donald Oman had contracted a disease that you always die of in Africa. No hope to live. They had Donald Oman on his death bier, ready to bury, dead and pronounced dead. And at exactly the same time when Brother Halverson in the Spirit gave the command of faith, Donald Oman sat up. Hallelujah. You see why we need to pray always? What if Brother Halverson prayed always? What if he hadn't? Bless the Lord. He was always on the line. Brother Halverson met Donald Oman later, and they did meetings together. Now, that's kind of exciting, isn't it? Woo! I've been around these people that we said yesterday are like spaceships. They take you out into outer space. I've been around them so much and their way of praying that you couldn't beat it out of me with a baseball bat. I mean, even when it got unpopular, I still believed it, still did it, and met secretly with people who did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, Paul, here's what Brother Halverson, he looked like this, dear brother. Would you please stand up again? It blesses me that you look like Brother Halverson. And then I found out you're a man of prayer, and that double blessed me. I squealed when Shelley told me that. But Brother Halverson had, you know, like redder cheeks and blue eyes, a twinkly kind of Santa Claus type face. His little eyes just twinkled. Thank you. And when he was teaching on this verse, he said, he laughed at Paul. He said, Paul was talking about this kind of prayer. And he said, Paul knew. He said, Paul said, now when you're praying like that, don't forget to pray for me. When you're in that kind of prayer, put me in there. And then this is the kind of prayer, this is what Paul wanted prayer for. Verse 19. Pray for me, he says, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known what? The mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You can take this scripture right here and take it before the Lord and lift up Brother Copeland, who's speaking this mystery right now. We lift up Brother Hagin all the time. Oh, he's always... I just came back from that meeting in Colorado. He got over into the glory. He said, oh, I just wish I could tell you the things that I see over here. I'm praying, give him utterance, Lord. Give him utterance. And I wasn't there. I'd gone home already, but he announced that he said, the Lord is releasing me to begin to tell you the things I'm seeing the first of the year. So the first of the year, we're going to hear them. Glory be to God. You pray for Brother Hagin now. that he'll be bold because he's made that statement. The devil will try to come around him and make him not tell us those things. So we've got to pray that way. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how do you do this praying in the Spirit? Well, you pray in tongues. You pray as far as you know how to pray with the Scripture. And then you come to this point. Let's turn over to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Romans 8. We'll start with verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Then you have a side journey. And then you go down to verse 26 and you hook it right up to verse 22. So we're going to read it like that together. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 26, likewise, that means in the very same manner, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities with prayer in the Spirit, with sometimes groaning and travailing. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. This is the infirmity that he's talking about. We don't know everything about every mystery. We don't know everything about every preacher in the body of Christ. We don't know everything about every saint. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is inarticulate speech. Tongues is included. And He that searches the hearts, remember we already knows everything? He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, He doesn't make His prayers off out there by Himself. He makes His prayers through the saints. He makes prayers through the saints for the saints. He makes prayers to the saints for the world, the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of Israel. We'll talk about those tomorrow. Today, we're talking about for the church. Verse 27, and He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. He's praying out the purposes of God, and they'll work together as we yield ourselves to Him. So here's what you do. You're praying. You pray what you know to pray. You pray according to the Word. But then there comes a place in your prayer which you say, Father, I have an infirmity. I don't know everything to pray for as I ought. And so now I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to help me pray in the Spirit about anything you want prayed about this morning. Or if you know what subject it is, you say, like for instance, if you're praying for the power gifts to be manifested, you say, I've prayed according to the Word of God that they will be manifested. And now in the name of Jesus, I ask the Holy Ghost to help me make prayer about it. And then you give yourself to the Spirit of prayer.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.